This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The International Committee of the Red Cross says Hamas militants have released two hostages it had been holding captive in the Gaza Strip. It was the second time the group has freed hostages seized in its bloody October 7th cross-border incursion into Israel. A U.S. official said Monday Washington has advised Israel to delay a possible ground invasion to allow more time to try to secure the release of more hostages. Israel pounded hundreds of targets in Gaza from the air on Monday, while its soldiers also fought Hamas militants during raids into the besieged Palestinian enclave. Deaths in Gaza are soaring and civilians are trapped in harrowing conditions. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Spokesperson for the Israeli military, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said tanks and infantry went in overnight and killed, quote, squads of terrorists. The soldiers also tried to gather information on the 222 hostages being held by the Islamist Hamas, he said. In the Sheikh Radwan area of Gaza City, families were forced to flee an Israeli strike. Hundreds were killed by such attacks in the past 24 hours, mostly in the south of the narrow, densely populated strip, Gaza's health ministry said, bringing Palestinian deaths in the 2 weeks of Israeli strikes to more than 5,000.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. A spokesman for the UN Secretary General told reporters at a media briefing at UN headquarters in New York City, 20 trucks carrying humanitarian aid crossed into Gaza from Egypt on Monday.
Aid deliveries entering Gaza have not included fuel. The UN Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, tells us that they will exhaust their fuel reserves within the coming days.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department is rushing military advisors and more defenses to the Middle East as Israel's ground assault in Gaza looms. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is trying to prevent the Israel-Hamas fight from becoming a wider war and looking to protect U.S. troops who have come under repeated attacks, which Iran is likely endorsing.
And in some cases, actively facilitating these attacks and spurring on others.
The Pentagon has sent missile defense systems and two carrier strike groups to the region. One U.S. official says the Biden administration has also advised Israel to consider delaying the Gaza assault to give more time for securing the release of Hamas hostages. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian forces on Monday pressed their attacks on two frontline areas of eastern Ukraine, seeking to sever the sole supply route into the devastated city of Avdiivka and advance on the key town of Kupiansk farther north. The General Staff of Ukraine's Armed Forces said its troops had repelled about 10 Russian attacks on Avdiivka. The head of Avdiivka's military administration said there were round-the-clock strikes on its town center and the sole road used to bring in supplies. An off-duty airplane pilot is being charged with dozens of counts of attempted murder after he allegedly tried to shut down the engines during a Horizon Air flight out of the western U.S. state of Washington Sunday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit.
Authorities in Oregon, where the man was arrested after the Horizon Air regional jet made an emergency landing, say that 44-year-old Joseph Emerson, an off-duty pilot for the airline, had been allowed to sit in a cockpit jump seat for the flight to San Francisco. The plane's two pilots radioed to air traffic controllers, as heard on liveatc.net.
We want law enforcement as soon as we get on the ground.
County Sheriff's Office says Emerson's being held on 83 counts of attempted murder and reckless endangerment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At least 17 people were killed and scores injured on Monday after two trains collided in eastern Bangladesh, police said. A passenger train crashed into a freight train about 80 kilometers north of the capital, Dhaka. The superintendent of Dhaka Railway Police said the death toll could climb as rescue operations were ongoing, adding the freight train smashed into the passenger train from behind, crumpling two coaches. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.